Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Rosecast. Number one bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male and racial best friend duo. I think I said that right.
Yep.
What's up, baby? What'd you think of the episode? Everything fixed?
What did I think of the episode?
That was a good cliffhanger. That was a really good cliffhanger. What's going to happen?
You like the cliffhanger?
I think so. I mean, talk about painting yourself into a corner. What's it going to do? This is an all-time no-win situation.
Do you think they didn't let him talk to her?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be around every corner trying to talk to her if that's the conversation I need to have. You have to have that conversation that night. And he just didn't talk to her.
He didn't.
I like the episode, though. I wrote a couple times, fresh start. That's just my note. A couple times in here, fresh start. It's turning out not to be by the end of the episode, but
there are moments.
There were moments, like half of the episode, I thought, wow, this is nice. I like this. This might work. No, I don't think I ended the episode that way, but yeah, good episode, though.
Let's start at the Bachelor Mansion, but not for long.
Hmm.
We get kind of the stage set for Hayden's demise. It was very funny to see him kind of go on a tour of each subgroup explaining his comment that no one else heard
or cares about.
No one cared about what Hayden had to say. The rough around the edges comment from last week to Gabby.
I kind of wish you hadn't told me about Meatball coming back at the end of last episode, like in the credits.
I felt bad about that.
He would have just been sitting there and I would have no idea what was going on. That would have been funnier.
They didn't,
because Meatball was back.
Yeah, here's my stance on I don't watch the previews, I do watch the credits, and that was the first time something like plot related, or I do watch the credits, I don't know what I said, but something plot related occurred in the credits.
Unfair to include that in the credit.
I think so too. Shout out to Meatball though, he finagled a free trip to Paris at the last second, or I guess France.
This was just a situation, you know, he goes up to Rachel, is like, I'm sorry about that. And she's like, do you want to be my mole? Because I need some eyes and ears out here. We're going on the ship next week. Spoiler, don't tell the other guys, but we're going on the ship.
I need
someone around every corner, hearing things, seeing things for me. Can you be that guy for me? Free trip. Obviously, we have no connection. You turned me down already.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna pick you over any other guys, but you can be my mole if you'd like, if that's something you would like to do.
Meatball is not a producer plant, he's a lead plant.
No, that's a lead plant. Rachel, that's a Rachel idea. Yep. You can come on, you can continue. Obviously, we will have no connection, but I'd like you to spy for me and report back.
Two of them get dates with Gabby and Rachel in Paris. The others get to go to just the boring part of France. They don't really get to go that far. They get to just go to the coast, not even go in. Gabby chooses Jason, new character, and Rachel chooses Tino.
He just showed up this week.
Totally new character.
Totally new guy.
They have on F-Boy Island, every once an episode maybe, they'll refer to someone midway through the season, it'll be like, no one knows who that guy is, or like, is he new? And genuinely, you don't know because you haven't seen them before. Oh, so kind of like you might
Nikki
actually
Glaser
be new.
Will say that.
Any of them. Everybody is like, who the fuck is that guy? Midseason. And that's what Jason was to be like, who's Jason? Who's Jason? Yeah.
Jesse sent the two guys off and he's like, you go off ahead of us.
Yeah,
we'll catch up.
I mean, come on.
What's
going
on with the plane, Grim? Are we acting like
extra time here? Just take the same plane.
Are we acting like they didn't take the same plane? I feel like they took the same plane. All of them. Gabby and Rachel are already over there. These two are going to go in between. So you're saying there are three different flights that you took within, like, you know, 10 hours?
Well, that private jet tracker will get them if that's the case. Those guys went to Paris. Everybody went to Paris, and they bust over to this other place 2 hours away.
Exactly. Yes.
Anyway, we're in Paris at a little cafe. Rachel and Gabby debriefing about the the rejection ceremony, if you will. And this began the Rachel storyline of, what am I doing here? Nobody wants to date me. As a reminder, she had three of her rose offerings turned down.
Girls just in Paris talking at a coffee shop about how dog shit this experience has been. Nothing to see here.
Rachel also fears some of the guys might switch to Gabby. So we know that's going to happen.
Mm. Yeah.
One thing I've found is that they can't both be having a good time at the same time for very long.
No.
Very brief moments that they're both having a good time at the same time.
When one of them's having a good time,
the other one has to be miserable.
Usually the other one's having a bad time, and that, you know, seeps into the other person. For the viewer, seeps in to make us make sure we're not having a good time.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad time. There's always someone having a bad time.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get to that later. The backup boys are in a totally different part of France, which I won't try to pronounce. I will go ahead and call this the best brand tie-in ever for this show, the Virgin Voyages Valiant Lady. I was jacked up when this cruise ship showed up. I was like, hell yeah, dude. I liked it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you thought about the cruise ship in general. The idea of the cruise ship. So the idea is they're all going to be on this cruise ship traveling to different ports. You get off for a date.
Road rule semester at sea.
Yeah, semester at sea. That's what this is. Do you like this?
Well, as you know, me personally, I wouldn't set foot on this. I would self-eliminate before going on this cruise ship, no matter who you are. I don't care.
You'd
if I
go all the way to
this
Paris.
This is a relationship deal breaker. Oh, I'm not actually not going to get on that. I'm not getting on that fucking building
on the water. You'd be in France and turn down the offer.
Yeah, I would literally turn around. No, thank you. I'm not going on that. I will drive alongside you around the coasts of these countries and just kind of wave from the car. No, I'm not going on it. But for the show, yes, fabulous. Big fan of this. Totally different than anything they've done.
Luxurious Virgin cruise ship. I got to get on a Virgin cruise.
Well, good luck.
Not with you, but I got to get on it.
No. Yeah. A little factoid. Longer than the Titanic and probably, I don't know, just eyeballing it, three times as tall. Titanic wasn't really nothing special when it comes down to it. These days, I wouldn't even look twice at the Titanic.
Do you think the entire thing is rented out?
Great question. No, these things are so big.
Are there
AD.
Other people? It's huge. That's why I asked you. This thing is fucking giant. So I assume there's places where there's other people aboard. But
I would assume so too. But you don't see them on the deck, though.
You don't see any people, for one. You also don't see the boat moving. The boat hasn't moved yet. They've sat in the same spot the entire time, right?
I'm going to keep an eye on it. I think so. They're not moving.
They did. They showed after the rose ceremony, they were still docked where they got on, basically. So,
well, yeah, you had to get those guys had to leave.
I would think if they're moving on the open sea, we'd get some sea photos. You know, the guys out on the doing the Titanic thing or, you know, chilling on the dock or whatever.
The guys are
going to
do the Titanic thing. Meatball will be at the front of the ship going like this. That's
yes,
guaranteed.
That's a fact. I don't think they've moved yet. So, and there still have been people. So I don't know. You're going to sign up for a cruise that's, I don't know, like
it's closer
30
to a
days
casino.
And you're barely moving? It's like that's, that's loses the allure of the cruise to me if we're just sitting in the same spot a lot.
Well, not only that, a lot of these rooms are totally interior rooms with no windows to the outside. It's closer to like that season on The Challenge where they had to stay underground.
I've been on one cruise. Yeah, the bunker. I've been on a cruise before. The rooms stink. Now, I don't know. This was 20 years ago, so they've probably gotten better. But the rooms stink, and you like you said, if you get one of those rooms that doesn't have the outside SOL. View, it sucks. Mm. Yeah.
Rachel and Tino, quick one-on-one. We have some what I dub fear and anxiety music. Will this go well? Rachel said she was really low last week, which was probably 2 days ago. But Tino's here, and Tino makes her feel comfortable. Tino's her top guy.
I agree, yeah.
Just a rainy day in Paris, cobblestone streets. That's it, and that's all. Cut to Gabby and Jason. Unless you had anything there. This was a lot of cuts back and forth.
No, so the guys show up to the coffee spot to meet the girls, and then they split off, which I was happy to see. I was a little nervous when they showed up.
I thought they were going
to
stay together, yeah.
That they're all going to stay together. That would suck. But they split off, and they're just doing a, you know, classic Bachelor explore the city. It's rainy, though. They have their umbrellas out. They're going to shops. They're doing all sorts of activities. It's fun.
I was excited to find out who Jason was. They gave me an audio cue immediately, which was this guy's boring music. I don't know. I don't recall it off the top of my head, but they played music that was like, oh, he's not going to talk much. So anyway, Gabby and Jason, they're out and about. Back to Rachel and Tino, smooching in the chocolate shop, as one does.
Back drinking wine. Have fun.
Tino, all in on Rachel. Easy spot for him, too, to step in after others let her down. He can grab a hold of the mantle here, I suppose.
All he had to do was show that he's there strictly for her.
Yeah.
And he was safe to get a rose this week.
Agreed. He said something at one point like, I can't imagine another day. And that was the end of the sentence. He just can't. He couldn't imagine a different day in life than what he was doing in Paris with Rachel. Gabby and Jason, the old-timey merry-go-round. This was just B-roll. This whole thing was B-roll.
They were the ones drinking the wine. They ride a carousel that I think was just on. Do they just have carousels? Like,
yeah, they had
on
like, run,
in
they
Paris?
Had, like, run on it.
Is that, does anyone live in fucking France can tell us if carousels are just running
everywhere in the world?
Are they just running? Like, you know, 8 to 8, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., the carousel's just on. You can hop on. You don't have to get tickets or anything. You can just get on and ride it as long as you want. Is that something?
They definitely didn't pay for it, no matter what the circumstances.
There was no people. There's no workers. There's no anything. It was just on, and then they ran up and got on it.
Then Rachel and Tino, they're kissing in the rain.
Nothing can get a season back on track, Rim, like romping around in a new city.
Yeah, that's probably true. You're out of the musty old Bachelor Mansion, no offense. Change of scenery.
Yeah.
They meet up afterwards and they're like, hey, how's your guy? Mine's pretty good. Their little chat, Rachel and Gabby's chat, occurred maybe two arm lengths away.
Okay,
away.
I was going to ask you about that. So Gabby and Rachel are like, we got to go to the bathroom. They take two steps inside an open door.
Yeah.
An open door. They start talking as if nobody can hear them. They then pause, listen to the guys talking. So obviously we're in a situation where we can hear each other. Then they go back to talking as if the guys can't hear them after they just spied on the guys.
It was like a play, like a stage play. You had to like suspend disbelief, like you know, pretend they couldn't hear each other.
It's the most unbelievable scene I've ever seen.
It really was. They were
you guys,
so close.
Who, you guys acting like you can't hear each other? But then they heard. There was a scene where they heard the guys. They were listening to the guys' conversation intentionally. But then we're supposed to believe that the guys can't hear them?
The best part is Gabby was like, well, we really only talked about surface level stuff, me and Jason,
yeah,
who can hear you probably.
He can hear you.
But it was pretty good anyway. Anything else on that?
Nope.
Nighttime. Tino and Rachel in a church.
Do you think eating in a church is weird? Romantic dinner in a church? That seems weird.
I would say a sit-down date and this was weird. But they don't care about the building itself. They care about how high the ceilings are. That's the number one thing when they're scouting potential dates.
The ceilings are insanely high.
I need 50-foot ceilings, minimum.
They were like 5 feet from the pews. Like, I feel like they removed pews to put this dinner date in.
Can you guys mind if you move that altar in this house of worship so we can have our bachelorette date? We'll cut the check. A little something in the collection box for you. Anyway, Rachel is eager to have a good time. Tino seems like a pretty sincere person.
Yeah, I like Tino, I think.
Rachel talks a little about how she's been rejected in the past. Her past boyfriend wasn't supportive of her career. My question for you is, have we heard this story before? Because it seemed familiar. I think.
Yes, we've heard this.
Okay.
We've heard this story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tino wants kids, so does she. Rachel can tell he's serious. Tino, not the flashiest guy in my view, AB. In fact, he seems pretty normal.
He's not as flashy as I expected.
You think he looks flashier?
He looks flashier.
Not.
He's got a flashy name.
Oh, shit.
Tino's a
Tino
flashy
took me on a
name.
Fucking trip you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, Tino's a flashy name. You don't expect a like normal a ass boring no. Tino.
It ain't Joe, no offense, but that's no. That's a common, you know, that's a name no. That...
Joe is a name that you're surprised if they are flashy. Tino's a name that you're surprised if they're not flashy. Those are just
yep.
Names.
It's just name stereotypes just that I subscribe to.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is...
It was a good conversation.
It was an enjoyable conversation, especially from the viewer's standpoint, because there was no fat on it. It was everything. Mm-hmm. It was very taut. All the information shared was relevant to us. Even if we had heard the Rachel story before, it mattered. The whole thing just like fit well together. So Tino, substance over style, I think he's probably a pretty good match for Rachel.
I agree. They seem like they're into each other too.
And they kiss outside under the street lamp on the wet Paris streets with the Eiffel Tower in the distance.
She grabs the rose first and says, "I truly didn't know if I could get to this point last week."
Pretty good.
Did she say, did I catch this right? Here's a quote. "Paris with Tino is the restart I needed. All my expectations were exceeded. He's so amazing. I'm definitely going to fall in love with Tino." Did she say, "I'm definitely going to fall in love with Tino?
I
swear she said that. I went back and listened twice. "I'm definitely going to fall." I've never heard that before. "I'm definitely going to fall in love with
Spoiler
Tino"
alert.
Is what she said. "I'm going to fall in love." I've never heard that in my life.
That's like when Clayton told Susie's mom, like, "I'm not in love with her, but I will like be in a week or two. Just
I'm
wait.
Sure she meant like, yeah, I'm sure she meant I could see myself falling in love with Tino, but she said, "I'm definitely going to fall in love with Tino. I'm not in love, but I'm going to be."
That would be an unprecedented statement. Yeah. And if you went back and looked, I'm certain.
I listened twice.
"I'm definitely going to fall in love with Tino." All right. So even better date than I imagined. If she's.
Yeah, it's going well.
Not penciled him in, but penned him in.
Penned him in. In love. That means he's going to hometowns. That's what that means.
I'm sticking with my three people are going to hometowns theory for each. Yeah. I know, I'm not saying that affects Tino's status, it doesn't,
okay.
But it just popped in my head. Back at the cruise ship.
Guys are just talking about how awesome this cruise ship is.
Isn't this sick?
All, can you believe?
We got our own lounge.
We got a whole bar that we can just make stuff at. This is incredible.
Gabby's date card is everybody, I think. Nate, Kirk, Quincy, Aaron, Michael, someone else, Spencer, Johnny. I forgot a name in there, but Gabby's date card is Gabby's guys, not named Jason. Time to fight. The date card said, "Beat each other up with your shirts off for my entertainment." That's not what it said. Anything else on this?
No, nope.
Jason and Gabby one-on-one date nighttime. Jason is just a guy who doesn't like the TV lights. And who can blame him? What an insane scenario he finds himself in, living in a house or now a cruise ship with 20-some guys. He said, even mentioned, like, "Man, this is nuts. I don't really like any of this. People around all the time.
I know, I hate this."
He just seemed like...
Seems normal.
Really uncomfortable with all of this. And he seemed nervous, too, which I think came through in his backstory speech. He was kind of... It seemed... I think he forgot some details.
I had a hard time following what he was talking about. What the story was. If it was me sitting there, I would have said, can you repeat yourself? Yeah. I don't know what you just said.
I think, am I missing something? He said, growing up, I wasn't good enough. Felt like I wasn't good enough. Presumably a parent involved. Tried to prove himself with tennis. I think he got good at tennis, but then like, he started hating tennis.
Well, that's obviously a parent pushed him too hard at tennis.
Of course.
He pushed himself hard to try
to gain their love. I mean, we could fill in the blanks if you want.
He was trying to get his parents' love by being good at tennis.
Yeah.
Starting to hate it.
So he eventually quit.
Yeah.
So he quit tennis. And that is why it's hard for him to open up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I felt just like was just a quick little tie it all together. I didn't really, I personally felt like there was something missing between quitting tennis and not being able to talk to Gabby in a group date. So Gabby responds with her backstory. But again, like I said, the guy's nervous as all get out. I mean, who can blame him? Yeah. It's 95 degrees under those lights.
He was rambling.
You're on a one-on-one date with Gabby in Paris? Certainly not a spot you expected to be in. If you're Jason, nobody knew.
Can I go hop on the cruise ship tonight? Like, this is a dream. Dream come true.
Gabby responds with her, it sounds like for him, this was a nightmare, AB. I don't think he wants to be involved in this show. I don't think he likes this. That's what it seemed like to me.
He also talked about, but while he was giving his story, he talked about how nervous he is in how hard this has been, this process to start.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, like you said, he's not having a good time.
There's no dream come true here. The dream come true was Gabby's response and putting him at ease, as she is an expert at, whether she knows it or not. She shares her backstory, which was about her mom, which we've heard.
Yep.
From there, they bond over a shared appreciation, if you will, for a type of therapy they've had.
Mm-hmm.
Which, before we know it, as clunky as this began... And as unromantic as the discussion was, they certainly bonded. And by the end, they were both smiling and kissing.
I thought it was another good conversation. It was clunky, like you said, but they talked about real stuff. And it was a good conversation between two compatible people.
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Not sure.
I don't know if Gabby's in love with Jason or definitely going to, whatever Rachel said, definitely going to fall in love with him, but they clicked pretty well.
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
It didn't not click.
I think Jason was put at ease by her connecting with him in a way that maybe he didn't expect, because he was surprised. He didn't know Gabby's story, so he was surprised by it. And I think he fell into like a sincere, real Jason at the end. I don't know.
Gabby said, it's good to know he's on the same life path as me. And she wants to not only give him a rose, but she wants to give him the belief that this could work. Mm.
A little something extra. A little icing
something
on the rose.
Extra with the rose.
A little cherry on top of the rose. How about that setting? It happened so quickly next to Rachel's date. It was like the Eiffel. You see the Eiffel Tower?
Can you see it?
Like looking at a star on Rachel's date,
and then
theirs.
Bright.
It's like, whoa, the Eiffel Tower's towering over them. They were so much closer.
It was a beautiful moment.
If you're going to Paris, I think you have to set up the one-on-one date so they are equidistant from the Eiffel Tower. You can't have one.
What you're saying is it wasn't fair to Rachel. Her Eiffel Tower date.
No.
Wasn't nearly close enough.
Crap.
Comparable.
Yeah, compared to this one.
It's a crap. Crap Eiffel Tower date. I wrote here,
not
fresh
good.
Start, all caps, fresh start. Like I did multiple times throughout the episode.
Yeah,
fresh
I think those
start.
Days are over. I think us getting tricked into, this is where it turns around.
That's done for the season. That's what I thought.
It's never turning around. You better believe next episode, Gabby will be miserable for most of it. I bet my life on it. Back at the cruise ship. The boxing date for Gabby's guys.
I feel like we need some different back at the ship.
That's why I paused. I was thinking of that. Like,
I
is
mean,
there
you
a
have
nautical
the summer.
Version?
You have the summer one. Obviously, it should be the summer. I think we've done that before. Maybe.
We're talking about Saved by the Bell when they're at the Carosi's. Resort. I don't know if the music is different. I'm sure it is.
I'm pretty sure you did this once. Changed the music for something. I don't remember. Maybe it was for Paradise or something. I don't remember. But I think it's different.
I don't remember any of this.
That was a great, like, I don't know if it was a full season or a half a season. I don't really know what was going on, but that was a good group of episodes of Saved by the Bell. I'll say that.
Lee Ramini. Okay. The boxing date. Yep. The details of, and the description of this date, it turned out to be irrelevant. I do want to mention that there's a one-on-one date for the winner. A one-on-one with a rose, like a true half one-on-one was on the line.
I didn't catch that there was a rose.
Yeah.
So this is a BFD.
HFD.
HFD, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
But before we move on to what this date was really about, the vast majority of the guys, I want it on record, had no interaction with Gabby on this group date. All we saw was Nate and Gabby off to the side holding hands. I don't think we saw any other one-on-one time.
That was all I saw, yeah.
Rachel shows up, and she says this is a chance for interaction before her own group date tomorrow, which I have no doubt that's how it was pitched to her. I'm sure that was the information Rachel was working with. We're going to the conspiracy corner in a minute, AB.
Okay. I hated this.
Okay.
I thought Rachel being there ruined the group date. Because then
Okay. You're talking about the boxing and you know.
Well, the boxing was ruined because half of the boxing was, while that was happening, and it was very quick, we had the story of Rachel feeling neglected in the background of the boxing day, which otherwise should have been a fun time for us. I would have enjoyed to see these guys box, throw hands, kick. There's kicking, I think. I don't even know.
It was kind of a wasted set piece because the stage itself was amazing. You had Jesse set up. You had the microphone coming down.
Yeah.
He's speaking French. And there's people up in the balconies.
Jesse loves speaking French. That's his thing.
Yeah, he loves,
right,
like,
now.
Hey, by the way, I'm from fucking Canada.
Showing off.
If you didn't
Nobody
know.
Asked him to do that.
Hey, they're in France, AB. The guy can speak
I
French.
I understand that.
They want you to know it. I'm saying they had the people hanging around off the balconies. Like it was like a Thunderdome situation. I wanted to see this
date.
It was
a great setting. I just thought that Rachel's storyline ruined that part of the episode. Because Rachel got upset because none of the guys were interacting with her. Now, I don't want to apologize for these guys, but they set the guys pretty far away from Rachel.
It's across the room. There's a boxing ring in between them.
There's a boxing ring in between them. It wasn't clear eye line there. And there, you got to assume they were told they can't go talk to her.
That's my assumption as well.
And she can't talk to them, I assume.
Maybe.
You're not supposed to be going off having one-on-one time. I think she wanted them to at
least. This isn't your guys' date.
No, it's not. I think she was upset because none of them were even looking at her.
Yeah.
Which they weren't, but there was live boxing going on. I don't think people understand live boxing. Holy cow. It's the feeling. The electricity. I can understand why they forgot what
they were caught up in Nate versus Eric.
They were caught up in the boxing. Front row seats to a boxing event? Come on. But she was upset because none of them were making eye contact or showing any effort to, you know, get her attention or anything like that. So that story was like,
was
it was
a
like
dominant
a split
thing
screen.
Of that.
The boxing and then there was that story going on. So you couldn't even concentrate on the group date. I have no idea what happened.
The only thing that I take away from the Gabby portion of Gabby's group date was that Nate is very sweet and his speech was about noticing little things. We didn't see any other speeches really.
Yeah.
The two things they showed from Nate was like, you know, keep an eye on Nate, for lack of a better term. It was
a
good.
Did you watch any of the boxing? Any of the boxing? Got any comments on the forms?
No,
boxing?
I didn't watch any of it. No. I was typing.
It's just
away.
Unfortunate.
They presented like a dream sequence, like it didn't even happen.
Yeah,
it was like fuzzy and like they distorted the audio.
Yeah,
it was a weird date.
I hated it.
But that is the problem with the two lead thing jamming them in the same time
frame.
they're literally overlapping stories. One of the concerns was, are we going to have dates and then we're not going to see the one of the leads for 10 minutes of an episode? The answer is apparently no, because they're just going to overlap a lot of them and like intertwine these storylines.
Yeah, they should have them set. This would have been perfect if they just didn't have her come.
Yeah.
She even said it later. Rachel said, today was all about Gabby, but they weren't paying attention to me. It's like, what's going on here?
That was Gabby's date. You got one tomorrow.
I don't know why you were brought here. They brought the guys there to have a live audience. That's the only reason those guys were brought here. This was not for Rachel or Gabby. Well,
let me put it to you like this, and maybe we're going a little too hard, but they put her in a bad spot. But look, what happens? We've seen these dates in the quarantine seasons where half the guys go on a group date and the other half of the guys come in audience. And are the audience. Yeah. There's only one lead. Now, the lead generally doesn't feel slighted when the half that weren't supposed to be on the group date don't interact with them, as far as I can
now this
recall,
is a yeah
because that's not their role in that
agreed
moment.
And this is slightly different because those guys should specifically be here for yes. Rachel, but I do think they were supposed to be the audience. Was their main purpose of being at this date was to have a live audience cheering on the boxing. It was unfortunate. It was just unfortunate. I understand why Rachel's thinking that.
Of course.
If I'm looking over and none of the guys are paying any attention, I can't even get one of them
to look at me. Look at these fucking idiots. They won't even look me in the eyes
from across the room. My boyfriend?
I definitely get that.
Imagine your boyfriend isn't looking at you and you're in the same room. So I understand it, but it's just a bad situation for everybody. They shouldn't have had Rachel there. They should have had the guys there. Guys can be there. But Rachel just shouldn't have been involved.
Agreed. The Bachelorette Season 19, a bad situation for everybody. That's what this slogan should be.
Yes.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Spencer won the group date. I don't think we saw any footage of him doing anything, but he won. Military Spencer.
Spencer won.
Gabby comes from military family and they kiss. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So things are going pretty good for Gabby. Time for Rachel to feel bad. No other option storyline wise.
You can't have two leads both having a good time. That's just not.
It's not happening.
That's something we need to change what we're expecting from this season. That's not happening. Both of them are not going to be happy at the same time.
I agree. I don't like... I felt a little bad after last week's episode where I did my little, rose ceremony, bad. But, so I came into this episode thinking, like, just reset your expectations, Rin.
Fresh start.
Just understand... No, not a fresh start. Oh. Because I had no expectations that this was going to improve. I need to change how I...
Yeah.
When watching this season, I just need to understand that it's just not going to be very good. The production stuff's going
to
be a mess.
Well, I say it to my kids all the time. There's nothing you can do about it. You just got to... You're here.
There's nothing you can do about it.
You're here. This is happening. You know it's going to be this way. There's nothing you can do about it. Just make it as good as you can.
So elsewhere, Rachel somehow, as a lead, feels more insecure than she did as a contestant.
She talks about how she has good days and then she has really bad days. I don't know how I'm supposed to fall in love if I'm having mostly bad days.
Mostly bad days.
Yeah. And this was all during Rachel's one-on-one time, or Gabby's, excuse me. This was like, the whole thing was just cut over what Gabby was yes. doing. Like her nighttime with Spencer. Spencer got a one-on-one. I don't know anything that happened there.
No.
Because the Rachel Military. Stuff was going on over top of it.
I hate every single day getting to the point of wanting to leave. That is a quote from the lead on the most successful reality TV dating show in American history. So anyway, she heads over to the group of guys, gives them a piece of her mind, for lack of a better phrase, and they made her feel hurt and unseen. And I wrote here, she might have been literally unseen. Like, they might not have been able to see her.
Might not have seen her.
From where they're positioned.
Rem, do you have an issue with the guys? The guys were chilling on the couch, and she walked up, and some of them didn't even sit up. They still had their feet up.
They were kind of, they well, were
They
lounging.
Could tell from a mile away, like, we're in trouble.
Yeah, and but when you're like, in trouble, oh, here we go. Like, you get in trouble from your parents.
Yeah, straighten up.
You straighten up. These guys, two of them, who was it? Tyler and Avon were laying back, feet on the ottoman or whatever it was. Okay? They were laying down while she was yelling
relaxing.
At them. You can't lay down while someone's yelling at you. Made me think, maybe these guys are some fucking knuckleheads. There's no other explanation to be laying down there.
Oh, I have no... Despite everything we said earlier, I'm sure some of them are guilty of falling into the trap of like hanging with the boys. That happens a lot on this show.
Absolutely.
We saw it with Michelle's season where you remember that overnight or that like summer party
date? I remember that.
Where she was being ignored.
There's a lot of good stuff there. I think we made this point at the time. There was a lot of good stuff going on at that date.
there was a lot of distractions. But that was a close, like they were close in a room together, and that was like, I consider that to be more egregious.
That
happens a lot. The boys like hanging out with the boys, especially if you know you're not going to win. A lot of them just fall into that trap of like, let me just chill and wait to not get my rose.
To not sit up. When she walked in there and started the conversation and it was clear that it wasn't a good conversation, to stay laying back, that's unacceptable.
I'm going to have to run that back.
It's incredible. I'm gonna have to run that back. You got to watch that back. They had their feet up.
Yeah. She interrupted their relaxation time. Their decompression time. So the tone is set for the next day's group date. And you better believe the boys sprinted up to Rachel. That's like coach gets on you for dogging it. Then next drill is
each time
you're going all out.
You get your best work done after that yelling.
The group date starts with Rachel saying, I don't really want to be here, but maybe you guys can change my mind. Let's see how this goes.
It was tough for me to show up today to see any of you bums.
I'm still pissed about all this, but I'm here. So let's just do it.
What'd
you make of this activity?
Well, while she's saying that, Logan, before we get into the activity, Logan is still worried about if he even has a connection with Rachel. That's when you're like, oh, shit, this is going to blow up. This is the absolute worst time for you to have this come up, Logan.
If you're Logan, you need to rescind these.
Yeah,
let
me fall back a little bit. After she yelled at all of us, the next day's not the time. To also reject her. She's obviously sensitive to that right now.
You're just gonna have to.
I don't know what
he does.
I
don't know what he does because he's already said this out loud.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. They walk in and two people are sitting there making out. Flora and Boris. Yeah, romance experts. Rachel's friend, she says.
They just pull people off the street for some of these things, especially when they're overseas. They're just like, hey, you want to be the romance experts on The Bachelor? They're like, yeah.
That's definitely what happened here.
And then
this was one of
these activities.
This is one of the weirdest dates I've ever seen. What was this?
They started with a flirting activity, which was... I didn't hear the instructions, but basically each guy went up to her.
You have to walk
up
and flirt, was I think.
Well, they all danced like they're at a concert at the state fair.
Well, what are you going to do? Like, it's either dance or you could do like a cheesy pickup line. That could be fun.
Ethan had the best, and he like crawled up to her like a Demogorgon. That was the best attempt anyone had.
It was Ethan's one time to shine.
Yeah, really.
Probably.
I got to do something crazy.
I got to do something to stand out, and he did. Made her laugh. Memorable. Good job by Ethan.
This was followed by everyone tongue-kissing their own hands.
French kiss their fist. This is weird.
And then smelling armpits.
This is where I, my note.
Native deodorant, promo code Rosecast.
I
don't even know.
I wrote here, I'm starting to think these two fucking hornballs aren't romance experts. I'm starting to think that.
Oh, you're calling Flora and Boris the hornballs?
I'm talking about these kinky hornballs. I'm starting
they
to
really
think.
They really didn't slow down when everybody walked in the room. It's like, what's
just relax. I'm starting
have
to
a
think
little bit of respect.
These hornballs are just hornballs. I don't think they're romance
that's
experts.
Saying. They're
that's
just
what
a couple
I noted
of people.
Here. Let's have them smell each other's armpits.
What do you want to do next? They're kind of whispering
just
in French
some
to each other.
Kinky stuff from these two.
Lick their toes. Now do your own toe. Yes.
Funny
yes.
moment in the armpit sniffing where Rachel smells meatballs.
Smells like sauce. He didn't wash it all off.
He smells like there's meat oozing out of him, out of his pores.
Oh man.
They did some love notes, which they read aloud.
Zach grew up watching Planes, in case you forgot. Just FYI.
He hit the rhyme about them growing up watching Planes. He had to do it.
New character Tyler gets choked up.
Yeah.
The date ends, and Logan's still hammering home the fact that he's
Logan,
not interested in
Logan says he's walking away from this group date thinking about Gabby. Not good timing for Rachel.
I'm very interested to see how that plays out. The too. Rachel group date nighttime was just one guy, and it was Tyler.
Tyler, yeah.
What'd you think of this?
Said
all the right things.
Tyler talks about how he's in a relationship previously and was ready to commit fully. He bought a house, but then he got his heart broke. She basically rejected him after he did all that, and he was ready for that serious relationship. He then says, and this is what really... you know, move Tyler.
He took a different angle. Yeah.
Way up. He says he felt the unconditional love and it was the best feeling in the world. He wants to give it to the right person. The feeling of love was 10 times better than that feeling of pain because he loved her.
Yeah.
And then she broke his heart after he bought a house. And then, but that love was still much
better.
You think
he'd be bitter? Just pure bitterness. No.
No, he's not bitter at all because the journey, that love journey, was better than the ending. And Rachel couldn't agree more, okay? Rachel says she sees so much of herself in Tyler. I think just talking about the love stuff, that's all they talked about, so I don't know what else she's talking yeah. about. She says she's willing to experience pain and isn't afraid to get hurt because, again, the feeling of love is so much better than the feeling of pain.
10 times better.
10 times better.
This guy had a good story. Generic as it was, he took a little different angle than we're used to hearing. And he has a look.
What look is that?
A look.
Just a look?
Oh, okay. This fucking guy's pretty, you know, good looking guy.
Oh,
he's got biceps.
A looker.
Sneaky jacked.
Okay.
Tyler can't be overlooked as well. And Rachel was eager for it. Is Tyler full of shit? That's totally possible because he was saying like
people,
all the,
when people,
too many of the right things.
When people say something like, I want to find someone who can love as hard as I can. That's...
Well, here's why I said that. He brought up the, I'll happily look after the house when you're flying around and gone for a long time.
Oh, did he mention that?
He mentioned mm-hmm. that, which is a, I studied up on... Now, you
studied.
Can take that one of two ways. I'm here for you. I saw you on Clayton season.
Well, who is the guy with that binder last
from
season?
That's what I'm saying. It's he
has
probably
a
had a little notebook with
he has
the tips.
A binder that got someone
this guy's
sent
a binder
home.
Also. Yes. So I think Tyler is here for Rachel. TBD on if he's playing, but this one spectacular.
Yeah. And she gave him the rose.
Yep. Cut to Logan and Jesse at the abandoned bar. Lights dim. Is there any way we can work a trade here? I want to switch teams. Logan demands a trade.
Logan demanded a trade. Jesse was like, I don't know, man. Have you kind of been paying attention to what's been going on here? I don't think that's going to go well for you, Logan.
You
that's
sure?
basically what Jesse said. Are you sure? Have you thought this through? Is this really something you want to do? She's been rejected a bunch so far. Have you seen if you've seen what like her interviews that I've seen, I don't think you'd want to do this.
Logan even says, I am terrified to be added to her list of disappointments,
yeah.
but he's still willing to
He wants to talk to Gabby.
Meanwhile, Tyler and Rachel are making out in the hot tub with champagne.
Yep.
So I guess once again, the focus of the date is not on the person whose date it is. Like, the end of Tyler and Rachel's time was overshadowed by
We didn't hear a lot of the dates. We didn't hear what was going on the screen. It was just the video, because the actual audio that was playing was of the other lead or some other story that's going on that doesn't concern what's going on at the date at all.
No.
That's most of the dates.
It's all overlapped.
All of the group dates, in fact.
Cocktail party on the cruise ship.
Rachel says, one of the best weeks I've had. These guys have really been able to let me know they're here for me. Whenever whenever Rachel says something like that, you know something big's coming that's going to derail her story.
There were two things that were on the horizon here.
Yeah. That's Logan. The hell of it. Two things were coming.
If story A didn't play out, they could have pivoted to Logan saying, I'm here for somebody else. He announced that to the camera. He's like, he said it before he was like, listen up, fellas. I'm here to come forward with some honest truths. I would have been like, what? What do you mean? What are you going to do? What are you talking about?
Nobody questioned him. They're like, oh, good for you.
Love honest truths, buddy. Good luck.
Good luck with your honest truths.
First, Nate and Gabby kind of matching. Mm-hmm. Wish we could see kind of extended cuts of these conversations. Every conversation so short. Nate continues being a sweetheart, I suppose.
He's sweet.
Yeah.
Always makes her feel seen. They kiss. I wrote here, these two have chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Hayden and Rachel.
Okay, here we go.
This was hilarious.
Yeah. This was hilarious. I want to...
This was funny to me. This was funny.
I don't want anyone to get mad at us for what we're going to say here about this.
I can't help
what
I think is funny. I can't help it.
I don't want anyone to get mad at us, but this was...
You can get mad if you want. I had a great time.
This was funny. Okay?
His delivery was funny. Hayden's
start
like
to finish.
Super serious.
Start to finish.
Yeah.
The story the story arc.
Yeah, this was great.
Of this book and his dog was undeniably funny.
Well, think about
undeniably.
Let's assume everything he said about the dog is true. So,
you're saying it's not? Because I'm ready to jump on board a conspiracy corner on this dog.
Oh, I don't have any evidence or a conspiracy.
You need evidence.
Let's just assume it's true. It may be. Think about what kind of person you have to be to
the fact that you're saying
have a cancer
may not be.
Makes
you think that you don't think it's true.
I don't know. But your dog has cancer. Your longtime pup.
Yep.
Cancer. Cancer ridden.
Sad as hell.
Sad. It happens to a lot of dogs. It's sad. There's, that's an indescribable heartbreak. Okay. So his dog, a couple months to live, maybe.
A couple months.
I'm about to go on The Bachelorette. I think it would behoove me to make a scrapbook for this for this occasion. He even prefaced it by saying, I have something to share with her, something that's going to take our relationship to another level.
Yes,
I'm thinking, is he going to say he's falling for her, or is he going to reveal something exciting or something? He's like, no, my dog has a brain tumor. Now what are you going to do? You're going to not give me a rose?
What's
my dog
your play
has a brain
now?
Tumor. Yes.
You going to send me home?
Rainbow only has a few months to live. He mentioned that Rainbow's head stunned me. That was a stunning line when he said, my dog's head.
It was a throwaway line between them.
It was glossed over that your dog's head.
It was a throwaway line.
I would have bleeped it out. I was like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Do you think we needed the full scrapbook? I feel like just one picture would have done the trick here. What do you think about the whole... It was a long scrapbook. Like, he was flipping pages, and then he gets to the point, and he's like, and then... So he went through the whole life. It was like...
The progression.
I love this dog, and then he's talking about the dog, and then he's like, well, flip the page. 8 months ago...
Cancer.
Cancer. Here's the cancer pages.
He flipped the page, and goes, cancer.
Cancer. Listen, we're not laughing about the cancer. That's not funny. But
no,
this scenario
was
funny. He flipped the page and he goes, cancer. Like, it was all good. He took her through the story of the dog's life, and there's all these good pictures, and it's like, wow, cancer time. The cancer pages of this scrap, this very long dog scrapbook.
The way he delivered it was like, bet you didn't think he had
you didn't
cancer.
See that. You didn't think this book had this many twists and turns, did you? Wow. You didn't think this book had
that's tough to hear, isn't it? My puppy of cancer. Bet you don't like that. I felt this was such an act. The book was, I'm pulling out all the stops. This was a reality TV character pulling out all the stops. You bring the photo, that's like sincere. For some reason, I think if you bring one photo, it's a sincere, I want to tell you about something that means a lot to me. He was like you said, he was taking her through this twists and turns, up and down journey of this dog's life. And then Tino comes in?
Yeah.
Was it Tino?
One other thing before Tino. Here's where I started to not like think this was genuine.
Ooh.
And maybe it was. Hey, whatever. At this point, he only has a couple months to live, talking about the dog. I'm telling you this because I wanted you to know that I wouldn't be here if I wasn't serious. Like, that's bullshit.
I forgot to mention
that's
bullshit,
total,
that's
buddy.
A complete nonsense.
That's bullshit.
Truly.
I've 1,000% agree. And it made me not believe anything. I would not have said any of the stuff I just previously said if he didn't say that line. Makes me think he's doing this all to make her feel bad and get roses.
Yes, sympathy rose all the
sympathy way. Sympathy roses.
If your dog has a few months to live, go home.
Why are you
this
here?
Is a waste of time. This show is a total
you're
waste
not gonna
of time
win.
If your dog is dying.
Look at the percentages. You're not going to win, even if you are on the up and up, which I don't think you are.
Yeah. I'm only telling you this. The only reason I'm telling you about this is because of how much I like
you. I just want you to know how serious I am. That's the only reason.
I'm here for the right reasons.
Tino comes up. Hey, I've noticed you went through a long-ass book. It's been like 45 minutes. Can I get some time here? And she just scoots off.
She honestly
scooted out of there. She was done with this. She skedaddles.
Oh, Tino. Yeah, all right. Anyway, I'm out.
Peace.
I'm going to go with Tino.
Tino. Good story. I'm going to go with Tino.
God, that was funny. All right, what do you got about Meatball the Mole?
Meatball the Mole is ready to snitch, okay? By the way, when Tino grabs Rachel, that rubbed Hayden the wrong way. Hayden thought she should have asked him for additional time to finish the conversation. So that leave that, you know, simmering on the stove there, okay, in the background. While that's going on, Meatball the Mole is ready to snitch. I'm here to do what I came here to do. The reason why I'm here, the reason why you let me stay, is to snitch. And I'm here with some information, okay? She gave me a second chance. She was honest with me. She said I needed to snitch if I want to stick around. Here's what I got
the arrangement
for you.
You've cooked up. I didn't think of that. That's 1,000% what they
That's
agreed
what it
to
is.
Do.
Why would she let Meatball come? She offered a rose to a guy named Meatball, and Meatball turned her down.
This
and
is
then
a
he's allowed to come back? What? No. He's here for a purpose at this point. Meatball says he wants to be honest with her. He had a conversation with Hayden, and then he goes back to the conversations that they had at the start of the episode. Hayden basically said that you and Gabby are both overreacting, and a slew of other things that Hayden did. Okay? Rachel is hot.
She goes in there and goes, Hayden. The most you're in trouble name I've ever heard. My favorite part was when she walks in with the group, Hayden's like, he's got the boys gathered around. He's like, I mean, he's got a brain tumor. He can go at any moment. Can you believe I'm here? How heroic. It almost seemed, if I didn't know any better, I'd say these words were scripted, what Hayden was saying. What do you got on their confrontation?
Rachel pulls him to the side. She goes, do you have any idea why I'm pulling you here, Hayden? And he goes, I don't know, probably about Rambo. It was so funny. Probably about Rambo. She goes, who?
I assume you're really
the
broken
dog?
Up about the dog.
The dog? No, that's not why I'm here, Hayden.
That was a response that was like, Rachel does not care about the dog. She never cared about the dog story.
She goes, what? Are you talking about the dog we just talked about? You talking about the dog you showed me that book about? no, that's not what I'm talking about. He goes, well, that's why I'm upset. It's like, you're getting pulled because she's upset, not because you're upset. Aiden. What are you talking about?
And that was basically it. He denied, and then she walked him out. All-time line on the outside. He's leading. This was the thing that really reminded me of, like, Kalen. He goes, I really wanted this to work, but I want Rambo more. It's time to go home to Rambo. I hope Rachel can find someone that treats me the way Rambo treats me. I mean, just
listen,
a joke.
I don't want to say someone is bullshitting about a dying dog, but it crept into my mind, if this is even true, any of this.
Oh, if Rambo exists.
If Rambo exists. I wouldn't be stunned. If a story came out, says
Rambo never
Hayden
existed.
From The Bachelor, we found no records of Rambo.
Well, the Rambo's photos in the scrapbook say Getty Images in the bottom corner. They're from Google.
I don't want to say it's...
They're
now,
all different.
It's probably true, and this it's is going to sound
true.
Bad,
but... But the way he did... I mean, he... Oh, my God.
The way he went about this made me think it's possible that this is completely made up, and that's not what you want if you're Hayden. I don't think anyone loves anyone like I love Rambo, and Rambo loves me.
Jesse shows up and delivers a great... Just gets right to the point. He's like, got to cancel the cocktail party. We have no other option but to cancel this cocktail party. So where does that leave us? Where does that leave Logan?
Logan says he didn't get any time, which I burst out laughing when he said that. Can't believe you didn't get your time, buddy.
Perfect.
Because that really sets things up. Because now we're going to have the rose ceremony. She's going to give him the rose. Is he going to turn it down? Is there going to be a moment at the rose ceremony where he turns it down and Gabby has to make a decision if she wants to keep him? Is he going to pull Gabby before the rose ceremony and say, hey, I'm interested in you? Is he going to accept the rose with the audience all knowing that he doesn't want the rose from her? And does that make him a bad guy? A lot of different
ways
this
could have
gone.
His chance to speak with her was taken away, if you can.
He didn't get his chance.
The scenario you described, first off, great job. You ran through all the possibilities.
That's all the possibilities. And those are all going through my mind. Possible. This is going to be electric.
Yes. Any one of those is like, wow.
There were no bad scenarios for the viewer.
I think the best thing he could have done was pull Rachel first. Because we've seen that. That used to happen almost every episode. Someone would be like, hey, can I get some extra?
What do you think about pulling both of them? See, if he pulls...
I think you got to do Rachel alone, because, you know...
But then he's not
going
to get a rose, will he? If he doesn't talk to Gabby at all, he's probably just not getting a rose, and then his journey's over.
He would talk to Gabby. He would say something to Gabby afterwards.
So he'd pull both of them separately.
In no scenario is he getting a rose if he tells anybody this.
Yeah.
Because I don't think if he pulled Rachel and then talked to Gabby, I don't think Gabby would give him a rose. I don't think Gabby's going to give him a rose whenever he switches teams.
I think she might if there's enough time.
But put yourself in Gabby's shoes. Like, all Rachel's been going on about is how no one of my guy or no one here likes me. I don't deserve to be the Bachelorette. Imagine one of her guys defecting and you signing that free agent. Being like, oh, sorry, Rachel. I'm going to make out with
him. So you don't see any scenario where Logan is just on the Gabby floor of the cruise going forward.
I hope it happens. I don't.
If you remember,
I don't think it will.
Gabby and Logan did have a connection, and they were the ones that Rachel and Gabby talked to each other about it. And then Gabby's like, "I'm just going to take a step back. I don't really care."
Maybe they make a trade. Maybe it's Eric for Logan straight up, and then I will also throw in some, you know, prospects.
You can have my mole.
Yeah,
that would actually
you can
be great.
Have my meatball. A mole. Veteran presence in the locker room, meatball.
You can have my mole. So you don't think he's done next episode? Well, let's go through what happened actually first, and then we can talk about what we think's gonna happen.
Well, nothing happened.
They did the rose ceremony. You got the names?
Of course I got the names. Tino and Jason have roses from Rachel and Gabby one-on-one dates. Tyler has one from Rachel, and then Meatball has one from Gabby. So there are 4 date roses given out on this episode. Unbelievable.
Meatball has what?
Meatball has one from Gabby, doesn't he?
He's not He's not on Gabby's shit.
Who's the military guy?
Oh, Spencer.
Spencer, sorry. I get them mixed up. I get those guys mixed up. They look similar.
That's fair.
That's not fair. One of them is a clown meatball, and the other one is like an upstanding
for our
veteran.
Country.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's not fair. Nope.
Oh, here's a little note. Here's a little production camera note, since that's what we do now. If you think this show has anyone's best interests at heart, you're wrong, because when Gabby was doing her speech, they show Rachel looking like annoyed again. Like, it just, little cuts like that take away from one of the leads. It happens to both of them and makes the other one kind of almost look bad.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
It just was unnecessary. Mm-hmm. It just was unnecessary. And it was probably out of context, too. Anyway, the roses are as follows.
It does
Gabby
seem
and Nate,
more than ever this season, we're getting a lot of out of context.
Totally.
Audio, when what's going on the screen doesn't, it probably didn't happen. It just seems more obvious than ever this season.
It seems
know.
More obvious than ever, because we ignored that for a long time, or at least I tried to. But now, yeah, it's obvious. Gabby to Nate. Rachel to Avon, Gabby to Eric, Rachel to Meatball. Keep, you know, Meatball is in her cabinet, basically. Gabby to Johnny, Secretary of State Meatball.
Secretary of Meatballs.
Gabby to Johnny, Rachel to Zach. Intermittently, Logan is dead set on telling Rachel here. Gabby to Michael, Rachel to Ethan. Of course, we didn't see his name called. We just see him walk in the room with a rose. Gabby to Mario. Rachel to Logan.
Good to see Ethan get another rose.
Rachel offers Logan the rose. He says yes. What did you make of that?
I think he had to. Yes, that might make him a bad guy.
I think it makes him a bunch of bad options.
He didn't have great options to continue on this show.
No.
He needed to talk to her today. He should have been always there trying to talk to Gabby. Annoying about it. I got to get to talk to Abby. Or Gabby,
Rachel.
Excuse me. No, he needed to talk to Gabby to see if they had any feelings.
Oh, so you're saying he should have checked with Gabby first.
That's what he wanted to do. He said, I need to talk to Gabby first tonight to see if there's anything there. I think if she said no, then he would have just went home.
Okay.
That was my assumption of what he wanted that night to go. He was going to talk to Gabby, profess his love. She was either going to, she would send him home, basically. So
yeah,
either she's going to reciprocate and give him the rose, or Gabby's going to walk him out. Like, we'll go get Rachel and tell her that what you did and you're going to go home. That was the scenario. But then he didn't get a chance because of all the Hayden stuff going on and the dog. And and so he had no good options. What was he gonna do, turn that rose down? All of Gabby's roses are gone.
Well, and given what happened at the previous rose ceremony, the argument could be made that no matter what you do not turn down Rachel's rose.
Mm-mm.
In this rose ceremony, almost no matter what. Maybe if that didn't happen at the last rose ceremony, he could have made a big show and been like, actually, Rachel, I'm thinking about Gabby instead, and then go from there. That's still chaos. But I almost feel like everybody's got to accept Rachel's roses this week.
You don't want to have an embarrassing moment for Rachel again. So this is a Logan apologist here, but maybe he didn't want to give her that moment of a rejection at the
Another
rose ceremony, something that has obviously affected her throughout this journey. I think you want this switch. Perfect scenario is they talk in the middle of the week and he switches floors and he's just on Gabby's team going forward. There's no big moment where he has to turn anyone down. That's where you want to be. And hopefully that happens next episode.
Well, there's a reason they cut that cocktail party short.
There's really no reason to happen
at the rose ceremony. That's what they wanted.
And he didn't give him that. But it probably makes him a bad guy accepting another rose from Rachel. That he didn't, has no desire to act on. He doesn't want that rose.
Hey, the guy should have been on Love Island instead. Logan would thrive at Casa Amor. Anyway, they're headed to Belgium. I like the ending because I want to see how this is going to play out. I got to think Gabby will not accept him on her team. I think Gabby, if there is a girl code, plays by it. I think she wouldn't want to put Rachel in that position. So
Logan, now Logan was the last one to get a rose, so maybe he's at the bottom of Rachel and she doesn't care all that much. Maybe she doesn't care. But when she gave Logan the rose, because Logan hadn't talked to her that whole week, Rachel said she like really apologized to him. So that's probably not
that we didn't mention that. She was like, I promise we'll talk next week.
So I'm maybe really sorry. Big hug.
Comes through there, yeah.
Logan explained it like this. I would be a fool to not accept a rose if it means I get to talk to Gabby.
It was a little callous. He said a couple things that were like, he goes, I think he said the heart wants what it wants or something. And then he also said, you know what? Fortune favors the bold. So I don't think he's going to end up with either of them. No roses were Quincy, Jordan H., Kirk, and Hayden,
The football coach. Gone without anything.
Yeah, barely saw him.
Who else did you say? Can you say
Jordan
that again?
Jordan H. and Quincy. Quincy actually got a lot of screen time as like a commentary guy, so I think we might see him in
Oh, Quincy's
Paradise.
Gone too? Damn. Life coach.
Okay. Are you gonna do power rankings this season? I don't see why you would.
I can't imagine. I mean, every episode, I'm like, let me get my power rankings ready, but then it ends, and I'm like, there's no way I can do a power ranking right now.
No. Well, here's the thing. We typically do four in power rankings. I
couldn't
for
come
some
up with
them,
four.
I couldn't come up with four.
Yeah,
out-
I can't. For Gabby,
it's Nate at the top.
Then
Eric, then Jason, who had the date today, this week. Then Mario,
yeah, I suppose. Mario, I haven't seen that dude.
First impression, Rose.
That's true. Okay, give me the power rankings.
Well, those were Gabby's. Nate, Eric, Jason, Mario.
That's your power ranking?
For Gabby, yes. And then Rachel is Tino, who is up from four. I put Zach at number two. He was unranked. I don't know why he was unranked. I feel like Zach and her are pretty good. Tyler, who had that one-on-one time with her at number three. And then I threw Avon in because he's handsome.
Yeah.
David, who would be the tag team champions here? I got Hayden and Rambo. Rambo's probably at home healthy.
Hayden
like, fuck
Rambo.
Yeah, Hayden.
Hayden and Rambo. Rambo, and Rambo watching the TV said, yeah, he fucking put it down for me. Told
duck,
my story. He got my story out there.
That duck, never seen it before in my life. He just messed up and all these things, bragging about how Hayden.
My tag team champions are Avon and Tyler for not sitting up when Rachel walked in. They stayed together. They were right next to each other. They probably looked at each other like, you going to sit up? No, I'm not sitting up. Tag team champs.
I'm not sitting up.
Tag team champs. Brotherhood.
Boys are
sticking together.
Brotherhood.
It was just those two. Everyone else sat forward. You need to watch the clip. Everyone else sat up. Those two had their feet back.
Avon and who?
Tyler. Those are the two.
Well, Tyler bounced back huge.
Tyler
later.
Did bounce back huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
They both got roses.
Big mailbag this week, 773-234-7794. I believe last week's question was just like a, what do you think of that? What do you think of that low summary? What do you think of the season? We had a lot of feedback. Thank you to everyone who texted in. Some differing opinions, AB, which we love. Katie from Tennessee, I'm with AB this week. I absolutely loved the rose ceremony. Shit show or not, it was hella entertaining. I like that the fellas had the option to turn down a rose in hopes they'd get the chance to switch teams. I think that in every season of The Bachelorette, there are probably plenty of guys who aren't actually interested in the lead, but stick around for the experience. Getting to see some of these guys admit they're not interested in one of the leads seems more honest and realistic. Thank you, Katie. Sam from Alabama, the way I legitimately gasped at Jesse taking away Rachel's roses. And you were right. He did it so slowly, I couldn't even make eye contact with the TV out of secondhand embarrassment for Rachel. I don't know why the producers don't care about their leads anymore, but this season was one of the worst in terms of producers humiliating the leads. Hopefully now that the guys are divided, Gabby and Rachel will continue their journeys with more confidence and less embarrassing rejections.
I remember
but
a day
beyond entertaining nonetheless. Yeah.
I remember a day when the leads used to be treated like royalty.
Mm-hmm.
There was no situation where they were embarrassed. And if they were, there was hell to pay.
There really was. Get him out of here.
Get him the fuck out of here right now. Some of the best moments were when someone tried to embarrass the lead. Or it was a situation that would have embarrassed them.
We got a car waiting for you already. The keys are, it's running.
The lead sends you home with the quickness.
Yes.
Now it's just constant embarrassment for both leads.
I think part of that might be because in the old days, they used to get leads that weren't from the show. They would like pluck an eligible bachelor or bachelorette and be like, this is the person that everyone wants to be with. America's most eligible. Now they're just churning through contestants.
Yeah.
They don't value them. They're a dime a dozen. Oh, you're not up for being humiliated? We'll just get somebody who is. Easy. Bing.
Easy.
Thank you, Sam. Alexa from Austin. I absolutely love the rose ceremony from a drama standpoint, but if the producers wanted to help the girls out and be morally conscious people, in parentheses, then they should have made the rule if you are offered a rose and you say no, you're out. I guarantee that none of those guys would have turned down the Rachel because they, quote, felt a better connection with Gabby. They would have been like, hell yeah, I'm moving on. Thank you, Alexa. Lauren from Seattle. Big Bachelor fan since Rachel Lindsay's season. I try to watch it as soon as I can the night it comes out. I'm West Coast, and pro tip, the show comes on Amazon Prime at 9 p.m. Pacific most of the time, though sometimes not. A little pro tip for the West Coast people. This was the first time ever I had to turn off the episode. I went to enjoy my show, and the vibes were just so bad. It took 2 days to slog through it. I love Gabby and Rachel, and I'm so sad the producers have ruined their bachelorette experience for them and my viewing experience. Thank you, Lauren.
Guys, just a heads up. If you're having a bad time, just don't watch and just listen.
Yeah, keep
listening.
Turn this on. Turn the volume down.
Yeah.
Let it play.
We got you. We're watching for you.
No, whether we like it or not,
time, turn it
we
off.
Don't have a choice, unfortunately.
Turn it off and don't come back to it. Okay?
It'll be better for it, honestly.
Just don't come back to it. Just listen to the episode of the podcast. You'll know what's going on. You'll know what's going on. I mean, I'm very happy I watched this episode. There's always something hilarious that happens in the episode that makes me happy that I watched it. Something very funny.
That's fair.
Yeah.
There's always something I want to chat about. Leanne from Boston. I find that I'm not liking this season for the first time ever. I can't believe that it's episode 4 and Rachel has threatened to quit several times and both of them are crying about not being wanted. Mm-hmm. The one-on-ones where they are happy feel like they're just setups to make their fall in the second half feel more intense. Instead of showing us Gabby's group date, they mostly showed us Rachel crying. It's such a weird bummer in a way that I didn't expect. Also, I thought Hayden was a shitty villain who had clearly studied the show and chose this role, and I'm already annoyed at him, presumably ending up in paradise. I understand that viewpoint for certain, Leanne. Thank you for writing in. It just seemed like a time travel from a different era of the show, almost, to me. Danielle, that rose ceremony was mortifying, and I loved every minute of it.
That's basically my opinion.
Yeah. Of course I feel for Rachel, but there's no way production didn't expect someone to decline a rose, especially considering they canceled the cocktail party. I think they made the men go back and wait rather than dismiss them instantly because if Termaine got sent home after turning Rachel down, the other men would have just accepted whatever rose they were given to stick around. Thank you, Danielle. Mark in Boston. The only thing I would change is how the roses are taken away. First rose, Jesse just takes it away like normal. Second rose, Jesse rips it away from Rachel. He crushes it in his hand, tosses it on the floor, and stomps on it. Third rose, Magician Roby appears from behind Rachel, grabs the rose, lights it on fire, and turns it into a dove as her chances of love fly away.
Roby doesn't have the chops.
Oh, come on, AB.
Roby doesn't have the chops to do
he
that.
He opened for...
What did Roby say when he wrote in to this to our mailbag? What did Roby say? I can't remember who he opened for.
It wasn't. I don't know, but it was like the rundown of the resume is very funny. Okay, a couple others. These are unrelated.
Good.
Allison from North Carolina. I had to laugh when I was listening to you talk about how you've never heard of anyone watching planes land while I was hanging out at my local airport's observation deck. She was watching planes land while AB said no one's ever done that.
Okay.
I was not impressed by Rachel and that guy's coincidence because I would also do that as a kid and nobody in my family is into aviation. It's just a fun place to chill and watch planes. Definitely thought it was something everyone did until I heard you guys.
There's an area you can an observation area? I didn't know that existed at airports.
Thank you, Allison. L from Minnesota. You guys missed with the tag team belt last episode. Mm. It should have been Hayden and Jacob. The way Hayden, in parentheses, quote, values and quote, rough around the edges, set Gabby up and Jacob finished her off was classic. That did have a little Dudley Boys quality to it.
Yeah, 3D.
Yes. Thank you, Al. Sarah M. Regarding this week's rose ceremony, Sarah says, wouldn't it have been so much better if they made them walk the plank?
Yeah.
Missed opportunity. I agree.
Big missed opportunity.
Yeah. Use this cruise ship while you can.
But again, they haven't moved yet. They're not on this. They're not.
You can still plank them off the side.
Plank them off the side, and then they just swim over to the dock.
Yeah. If this were F-Boy Island, which it should be, they would put them in life vests and have somebody throw. They would have the remaining guys throw the guy over the side. That's what would happen. Thank you, Sarah. Amy from Delaware. Amy is the one who called Logan a snake a couple weeks ago, and we said, Amy, no spoilers or something like that. She wrote in to let us know, quote, I told you so. And I'm spoiler-free. I would never bring spoilers in here, Amy says. Loyal Rosecast listener knows better than the coming
knows
in with spoilers.
Better. Okay.
Do not come in the mailbag with spoilers.
Don't step foot in that mailbag.
I do not
your
like
spoilers.
You playing on my phone.
No.
And that includes spoilers in the mailbag. Thanks for everyone who texted in 773-234-7794. AB, what's your question this week?
I was gonna do something, but I'm gonna go more conventional. I don't see any bachelors here. Who do you think could be the next bachelor?
What was your unconventional one?
I wanted them to treat it like teams, so the remaining teams, and then pick the team that you like the best between Rachel's team and Gabby's team.
Oh, their rosters.
Rosters, yeah.
Let's do
which
that.
Team do
That's
you
way
like
more
best?
Fun. We can do the next bachelor later.
Okay, we'll do that later. Do the teams then.
So
consider this like two teams doing anything you want. Which team do you like
better?
You can
use any line of logic you please.
Which team do you like better and why?
Yeah, you need to claim whether you want Logan in your group or not on your roster. Let's pretend Logan's a free agent.
Logan's a free agent currently, yeah.
I like that. That's a good question. 773-234-7794. A couple more things. The Rose League, abysmal week for me. The real question is, did AB join us in
I
the
did
contest.
It. I was very, very close to forgetting again. I did it on Monday.
Clock ticking down?
Clock ticking.
While you're pulling up your score, we had a four-way tie for first.
Yep, I'm seeing that here.
Juju B, 4-3-9-3. Sramp?
Is that like...
S-Ramp. S-Ramp and L-Samp, which are a little too close for me to wonder if we're looking at a burner situation.
Do we have double... Did they fill out two brackets?
Interesting. Yeah, that's my question.
Did they fill out two brackets?
And Mel Corley. All four of those entries tied for first. This week's two sticker winners. I'm going to randomize them in the spreadsheet.
What if it's Ramp and...
Sramp. And Juju B4393. I wanted to hold that. I wanted to...
I scored
Thank
490...
You
or I scored... I was 492nd out of 865 with 108 points. So just
overall
mediocre.
Standing. Well, thanks for doing it. Thanks for playing
mediocre.
Along, AB. Overall standings, Mel Corley is sneaking up. This big week from Mel Corley, sneaking up on Eddie Feldman for the overall lead. Just 2 points behind. The race is tied at the top. Will someone pull away?
You want the average points for the season? Contestants? Got a list right here.
Not
which
really.
Contestants what? Score in the most?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just
yeah,
give you
yeah.
this. Tino is way higher than anyone else. He's at 29 points an episode. The next highest is Nate with 21. And then everyone else is kind of grouped in there. The lowest remaining person. Is Johnny still here? Oh, Ethan's. No.
Johnny's still here.
Meatball is the lowest at 6.5 an episode. Meatball.
They're not giving out points for confidant, being a confidant like they used to. quick update on our snake draft. Things have changed. It's you had a tough week this week. You lost three guys.
Ah.
Quincy, Jordan, H, and Kirk. I only lost Hayden. It's 94 to 80.
Wow.
How about a Bachelor headline of the week? Do you have one?
I got three of them, Rim.
Sure. Did you do a Jed? Are you doing a Jed Wyatt update? I feel like you promised that. You're checking to Jed Wyatt's music, see how it is?
I'll do that again next week. I forgot. Okay. Completely forgot. Yeah, I think I did say I was going to do something with Jed.
That's fine. What do you got?
Catching up with Jed. This one just made me laugh from the Milwaukee Journal. Bachelor in Paradise, Hannah Godwin and Dylan Barber visit Wisconsin. I don't know why that's a fucking headline, but it made me laugh. What? What are you talking about? Who cares?
Okay. You got to send that
visit
link.
Visit Wisconsin?
Oh, man. Wisconsin came to
what are we
Tom
talking
stopped
about
in Wisconsin
here?
When Hannah and Dylan came through.
What are we talking about? Then a couple good, just happy headlines for the Bachelor community. Bachelorette alum Bennett Jordan engaged to girlfriend Emily Chen. And our girl, Bachelor alum Madison Pruitt, is engaged to boyfriend Grant Trout. Trout. It's Trout with two T's. I don't know why there's a second T there.
Well, at the end.
Two T's at the end, yeah. Trout.
Oh, congrats to Ben and Madison.
Congrats to Ben and Madison, two people that have... We liked Madison.
Left their mark on this show.
And provided us many laughs. So congrats to them. And then also congrats to Hannah and Dylan for visiting Wisconsin.
And finally, off the bucket list.
Congratulations.
All right, that's all I have, AB.
That's all I got, too.
Anything else we want to mention?
Facebook group, join that.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
And don't forget to tell your friends, folks. It's not Refer a Friend Month. I don't know when that is. Maybe for Bachelor
Now would be
Paradise.
A good time to start Refer a Friend Month.
Oh, August.
However, I refuse.
Yeah.
Mostly because we don't have new merch designs to push yet.
Yeah, so we'll do it later.
So give me some time.
But I wouldn't mind a couple of referrals. I'll just put it that way. Just tell your friends.
What's the name of the the Facebook group, baby? Come on. Rosecast Nation.
I don't know. I'm
Search
just a
Rosecast,
part of it.
The link's always in the
Rosecast
description.
Rosecast Nation. Join up.
How are we on the road to a million followers?
It's slowed down since it started, but I would like it to pick back up, frankly.
All right. That link's always in the description. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.